We never know day by day. That's why we say his daily manner. I am just thankful that we are willing vessels and are in a place where we're willing to share, not be selfish, but to give what God has given to us. So I say again to you, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And I pray that you are on the train, whatever mode of transportation that we will be using this week, and know that you don't have to worry about being the driver, because God already is in control. You just get on, relax, put your seatbelts on, it may be some turbulence. Put your life jacket on, you may go through some deep waves. I don't know what it is, but just know that God is in the midst. Good morning, Minister Chiquita. Please bring us in prayer.
Good morning, Evangelist. Good morning, Saints, and once again, thank you for tuning in with us at our executive meeting with the Lord Jesus Christ himself. It's always an awesome, omnipresent presence to have him with us and have his presence with us. We thank you, God, once again, for allowing us to commune with you, oh God, and fellowship with you, oh God. It's such a good presence, oh God. We thank you, oh God, this day, oh God. But this day, oh God, like the songwriter said, we gonna plead the blood, God, today, oh God. So today, oh God, over the mind balance and obstacles that are going on in our life, oh God. Today, oh God, we seek forth you, oh God. We lay in your hands, oh God, all the things that are going on right now, oh God. We will not let these obstacles, God, be with deter us from the walk, God, that you have us in our life, oh God. We thank you, God. We have been the chosen one, God. You chose us, God, this day, oh God. We don't know why, oh God, but you know why, God. But we will continue to do this walk like God, like never before, oh God. We will not let anything hinder our walk, God, thus this day, no fall, God. We will not, God. We will continue, God, to walk strong and stand tall, God, in you, oh God. We will stay in the pocket, God, and love you like never before, oh God. We have a true understanding of you, oh God, now, God. We know that you are doing a true work in our life, oh God, now, God. We know, God, we see, God. We feel it, God. We feel it, God. We thank you, Holy Ghost. We thank you, God, forevermore, God, for doing the work that you're doing in our life, oh God. We thank you, God. We're standing in your works, oh God. We thank you, God. We continue, God, to push and push and push, oh God, because we know that you are doing the works in our life for the betterment, of our life, for our community, God, for our family, God, for the work that you're doing around us and the people that's connected to us, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. We would not carry in the spirit of God and doing your work, oh God. We will continue to do your work, God, like never before. We will pass the word on, God, and let people know that you are a true living witness, and God, doing the things that you are doing in our life, oh God. We will continue, God, to stay strong, God. We will not let nothing come between us and you, oh God. We tarry not, God. We love you, God, from the hill to the mountaintops, oh God, for the mountaintop. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ, I praise your name like never before, oh God. Praise you, God, like number four, I give my all to you. If you I love like number four, Jesus Christ, I give my all. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ, in your name I pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. What a powerful prayer. And we thank you this morning, Minister Chiquita, for coming before us with such a powerful prayer. So remember in earlier I was sitting saying we never know the mode of transportation that of where God is going to lead us and how we're going to get there. All we know is that we are in the car, we are in the boat, we're in the train, wherever we're at, we're the passenger, we're not the conductor, we're not the person that maneuvers the boat or do whatever. We're just there. We're there knowing and trusting and believing that we're going to get where we need to be. And we I want to just go back in to about what keeps coming into me is the fact of knowing how successful that God wants us to be in our lives. You know, a lot of people sit and say, oh, in these days and times, people just talk about success. They don't talk about this. They don't talk about that. But the scriptures let you know, if you sit and you read the word of God, the scriptures tell you that God wants you to be live in a life of success. He wants you to be in a place where that you're not poverty stricken. He wants you to be in a place where you are living comfortable. You are fulfilling things. You know that he had a great plan for you. The problem is that I'm finding out, Minister Chiquita, is that we as a people, we have such little faith. And I'm going to say this, the only way that we ever will fulfill our destinies and succeed at being our true selves is to take many, 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 many. I can go on. It's like the energizer bunny. That many word just continues to go on. Steps of faith. Stepping out into an unknown and launching out into the deep waters. Yeah, I'm going into Luke 5:4. Luke 5:4. And I'm more than sure that it's really frightening when you think about that you have to launch or go into a deeper portion in your life, because a lot of us, we get into a situation where we're afraid to launch out into the deep. And in Luke 5:4, Jesus told Peter where he needed to go, Simon Peter, that he told him, he said, go out further in the water. And the reason why he told him that is because, see, Jesus knew, but Peter might have been that person as you and I. We're afraid. We have that spirit of fear. Our faith does not activate enough, so we stay in the shallow part. We like to stay in the shallow parts of the water. We afraid as we look further out. If you're at a beach or somewhere and you right where the beach waters start, a lot of us like to stay right there where in case a big wave comes towards us, then we can run back out to land. But sometimes you have to be in a place where you're standing there on the beach, and as you look further out, you can see that there's a deeper place. There's a deeper place. Sometimes you have to be in a place where you don't stay around the shallow water. You got to go out in the deepness. See, Jesus had to tell him, go further out, launch further out. As he launched further out, Jesus was still talking to the people. He was on the boat with Peter, and he on Peter's boat, Peter Simon boat, but he was still talking to the people, but he gave Peter instructions. And Peter had been out there all day and all night, and he had not caught anything. But when he allowed, first of all, he allowed Jesus to get on his boat. That's first. That's number one. So by him allowing Jesus to get on his boat or whatnot, that was probably a sense of security. I know it's a great sense of security to me when I allow Jesus to come into my life, my boat. We're talking about a boat today. And then secondly, when Jesus, although Peter had been out there, if you go a little bit further in 5, it talks about him being out there all night and all day. But see, since Jesus gave him the instruction, he did exactly as Jesus told him to do. He let down his net. He let down his net. See, we as a people, again, I'm talking about us today. I'm using Peter as an example, but I'm talking about you and I today. God has already, in Jeremiah 29:11, he has already said the plan that he has for us. In Joshua 1:9, he tells you how you can get the plan, how you can be successful if you study on his word day and you meditate on his word day and night and do the instructions that are given, you will be successful. We look at our surroundings. We look at our conditions and we stay on a superficial level. We too afraid to take those extra steps to get to where we are needed to be. Yesterday, we talked about investing into things, working and whatever. You get so comfortable because of, I'm just going to tell it like it is, because you are fearful, you are frightened about of the unknown, not knowing where you're going, how you're going, or what you're going to do. It doesn't even matter if you've been in that place before. When it's time for you to go into that same familiar place, and the word of God say go a little deeper, we as people get to the place where we are afraid to go a little bit deeper because we do not activate. We do not have enough faith. And first of all, you don't have enough faith in yourself. You don't trust yourself, first of all. You don't trust, even if you can, if you are a swimmer, even if you are a swimmer, even if you got on a life vest, you still want to stay in the shallow waters. You do not want to go any further where the catch is at. You don't want to get into a place where you're going to go and get the plentiful. You want to stay into a place and be comfortable with what I just have. It's enough. It's paying this bill. It's paying this bill. But what about when you ready to go? You might want to go on a shopping spree. You might want to go and get, sometimes with me, I want to just go into Sam's and Costco and just replenish my storehouse. I don't want to be in the same place where I'm living by day by day. I want when a situation or a circumstances or a just because I want, not a need, just because today I want this, I'm able to go and get it because I am a worker. I have debated my faith. My faith has put me in a place where I'm trusting. I'm trusting God. I'm trusting the word. My faith has always activated where I can see further. I can look a little bit further and not be afraid to go into that deepness. Not be afraid to sit and go by the instructions that are given to me. I want to have it all. Whatever God has for me, I want all of it. Call me greedy, call me whatever. Once I realized that God, once the scriptures pointed me to let me know that God wanted me to succeed in life. He wanted me. The scripture says that he would bless us exceedingly and abundantly. Why wouldn't I want that? Minister Tequila, tell me, why wouldn't I want that? How can you expound on this subject, Minister Tequila?
See, when I heard you start to speak on this topic, the first that came to me was that I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. And that's one of my favorite verses, and it's Psalms 32:8, if I'm not mistaken. And if God has a plan for your life, he has set counsel for you. He has his eye upon you. That means, how can you fail if God is in the midst of what he's doing in your life? God sets forth a plan. He has a plan. He has the heart. The heart of man does not have the plan. He has the steps. He has the last. He has established the steps. God establishes the steps for us. We must just go forth with the plan. The Bible is the playing field. It's the playbook. It's no football season coming up. That's the playbook for us while we on the line of scrimmage. That's right in the middle of both lines. Now, you have to plan. You plan for God's team. You have to keep yourself in the line. You have to pray with God and seek the counsel, do the work, study the Bible, because he has plans for you. Surely there is a future. He has a future for you. And your hope will not be cut off. Your hope cannot be cut off because he has established this. His words did not come back void. I cannot remember exactly when Apostle did this teaching, but he did this teaching to us, with us, in I think about a good year and a half, maybe 2 years, right before the shutdown, he did this teaching on us about the love of God and how it's in our life, and he has a plan for our life, and we must align the things in our life up so we can walk into the promises that he had for us, and we must stay the course and not get weary in it, and we must not lean on our own understanding, when it comes to the things that he's doing in our life, because at times we won't understand what he's doing. We just have to keep on the course. See, we get in our own mindset, in our own feelings sometimes when things are going on and trying to understand what God is doing. You, how can you understand the heavenly realm when we right in the earthly state, trying to immerse ourselves with the spiritual? So you cannot put your mind on the things that God has to do. God, you can only put your mind that God wants you to do. Put the things that's worrying you, that things that are coming into your life that's keeping you out of God, out of the midst of God. Truly go talk to God like you talking to your homegirl that you talk on the phone, that go back and tell your business to somebody else. Talk to God like you talking to your homeboy. Talk to God the way you be talking to your mom and your daddy. Talk to him like that and tell him truly what's going on in you, inside of you, what's truly what you need from him to help you with. That's where you get your true love at. That's where your true plans come and manifest at, because you will not seek things through until you clean yourself up. God is not going to give blessings to different things because you have different attributes that's stopping you and keeping you from walking out of the manifestation. It could be as simple as the way you're talking or when you articulating the words that's coming out your mouth. And many times I had to be checked on this, because I had this saying that I kept saying that I didn't know it was a form of disrespect until the apostle put me up on game about it. I kept saying that man. I couldn't do that. He checked me on it real quick. He said, woman of God, let me tell you something, daughter. You can't say that. You can't do that. You're walking, you're going to go around people and people that are very high status, and you're going to get yourself looked at and talked upon in a way that you are out of alignment because you're not using the words right. You have to be in a place to where you have to accept the correction so you can get the articulation, so you can get the manifestation. This is one of the apostles says, he'll tell you quit when you're wrong, but you have to accept it. You can't look at it like he's trying to judge you or someone's in your life trying to judge you or make you seem like you're doing something wrong. Yeah, you're doing something wrong. Accept it. Okay, you did something wrong, but accept you did something wrong and be willing to change. That's where the blessing come in. When you truly make the change, you do the work to do the change in your life. Once you do that, then all other obstacles will move out of your way. All other obstacles will move out of your way. But God will be in the midst. Back to you, Evangelist.
One thing that she did mention was about obedience, and each of us need to obey God, even when he said and say, step out onto something new or challenging. What we do need to understand is that we are living in a dispensation of grace, and many doors of opportunity. That's what yesterday the word was talking about, how new opportunities are coming back into play. The job market is opening back up through this pandemic. People are putting new opportunities out there. You may be driving down the street, and you may see a job opening for something that you've never done before. You've never been in a certain job field in your life, but the spirit or something may tug you. Not something. You may be led to go into that place and put in that job application with a fearful heart, with a fearful mind, a fear that I'm not going to get this, I'm not going to be able to do this, it's not something I've never done before, but you are being led. You are following the leading, the person that's guiding you, what's guiding you there. The Holy Spirit is guiding you. I'm talking to you spirit-filled people. I'm talking to those that confess that they have the Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Ghost. They plead in the blood of Jesus. But it's a situation, it's a place that you've never been in before. You may, I can use myself. My back, my history is law enforcement. My history is military, being in the military, everything strict. When I went into the field that I'm in now, I had absolutely no clue as to what I was going into. But one thing I do know, that I invited Jesus into my situation. I invited him into it and say, Lord, this is way bigger than me. It's so great. It's so wide. It's so many levels. The depth is so, it's so deep. But I need you to be my guidance. And let me just tell you this, those that operate in the spirit of fear, when you let Jesus into your situation and you're obedient to what he is telling you to do, remember, when we go back to the scripture, he gave Peter instructions. Do you not know that God will put the people, he will equip you. A situation, a job that you are not equipped for, God will equip you. He will put the people, the ones that can master it, the ones that can sit and tell you, okay, no, you may have done it this way, but let's try it this way. Or you may be better off working this situation out this way. And the more, it's an on-the-job training. And see, our lives with Jesus, it's an on-the-job training. Every single day. Every single day, once you invite him into your situation, into your finances, into your career, into your marriage, into anything that you have going on, there should not be a day that you do not learn something which will take you deeper into the water. I'm not telling you to take off a life vest and run into the deep parts of an ocean knowing that you may drown. I'm not telling you to drown. I'm telling you whatever you're, what I am telling you to do is come up off the shallow water. Stop staying around the sand when you're looking out into the ocean and you see every opportunity. Okay, so we on the boat. When you driving in your car and you ride, if I'm not mistaken, I can't remember, but Apostle Temple said on yesterday, he was driving down the street and he seen a place offering a signing bonus or a bonus for you to come and work or whatever. Even if this is the time for a newness, this is a time for a change to occur, this is a time for you to out of the shallow and move forward. And as you take those steps, you're taking steps of faith. Your faith is, you are activating. Remember I said the word activation. You are activating your faith. You are moving towards something different. It may be the same, but you coming at it at a different angle. You coming at it with more confidence. You're coming at it with boldness. You're coming at it knowing that I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened me, because you invited him into your situation. And once you invite him into your situation, you should have a knowing, because of that connection, that things are going to run a little bit smoothly. I'm not sitting and saying, because see, the apostles, the disciples, they still went into turbulence. They still went into certain situations. They had circumstances to come up in their life. And we all do. We all will. What you have to be is in a place where you are enduring, you are persevering, you are changed, you have a new changed mind. You are no longer in, you're asking God, am I in a reprobated mindset? If so, Lord, can you throw that anchor out and pull me back in, or that fishing rod, I'm going to say the fishing rod, and start reeling me back in, because I've made a conscious decision that I'm ready to change. I made a conscious decision that I'm trusting you. I made a conscious decision that I believe you, because, see, I've already been in a place of failure. Let's go there. I've already been in a place of failure, Lord Jesus. I'm failing. I failed because I did not invite you in. I failed because I did not listen to the godly counsel. I failed because I did not identify the people that you have placed before me to help me in a place of succeeding. I did not realize, Father, that if I just accepted Jesus Christ and invite him and activate, allow the Holy Spirit to be my leader and my guide, that things would be a little bit easier for me. I wouldn't be to a place where I'm sitting and pondering and worrying, should I do this or should I not? Should I take 3 more steps into this water or should I run back to the surface? Should I go into this place, a place that I've never worked at before, and fill out this application and I feel uncomfortable, or am I going to run back to the water? And then some of us, when we allow Jesus, the Holy Spirit, to be our lead and our guide, because we have invited him or let Jesus come into our life, we surrender all, we worry about what everybody else is going to say. Oh, look at her. She crazy. She ain't never worked in this field before. I'm telling y'all something true. She ain't never worked in this field before. Oh, she just crazy. Look, that's what God, that's what people over spiritual people do. They just sit there. They make a fool out of themselves. They become a fanatic for Christ. Guess what? If that's what you want to call me, that's all well and fine. See, people, when you can really understand and see that God has something, when the scripture says in Jeremiah 29:11, I'm asking you to go back and read that scripture, meditate on it, and then go to Joshua 1:9 and listen to the instructions. And not just listen to them, it always comes back to the point of application and believing and trusting. But you have to have that faith. We so easily will quote the scripture, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened me, but truly don't believe it. Truly don't believe it because we allow certain situations to play. The mind battles come in. I'm not good enough to do this. I can't do this. Oh, Lord, how am I going to do this? This is the beauty of it. The beauty of it is this. When you got, when it say Jesus on the main line telling what you want, when you have folk in your life, or you people, God has surrounded you, that it doesn't matter what time it is, what the situation is, you can call and you can get clarity. See, that's when that confidence is built up. If God is leading you into a different direction, someplace that you haven't been before, you have to trust and believe that he is going to carry you through. We fail. We get into a place where we fail because we lean on our own understanding. We get into a place where we may sit and think that things are way bigger than us. It's way over our heads, and it may very well be. But that's why you got the advocate. That's why you got the comforter. That's where you can call. You start pleading the blood of Jesus over the situation and go back to the scripture and know that God will never leave you nor forsake you. Or go to the scripture and he'll let you know that my grace has sustained you. You right where I need you to be. Yes, it's going to be some hard conversation. Yes, it's going to be some turbulence. It may be what might look like a little bit of confusion, but it's really not. It may be a way of building, learning, teaching. But at the end of the day, Jesus, you already then invited him into your situation. The question is, will you allow him to remain where you gave the invitation, where you opened the door, where you sat and said, come on in, and I'm going to trust you. I'm going to do what you tell me to do. I'm going to be obedient because I'm here right now. I'm at Marker Square 1 right now, and I realize there may be 20 steps ahead of me to get me to where I need to be, but I'm making a conscious decision no matter what I got to go through, no matter how hard I got to work, no matter how long I got to work, this is what I have decided. This is where I have decided that I want to be. We cannot get into a place, especially when it is an open market. You cannot be closed-minded to things. You have to be into a place where you are ready to take steps. You are ready to go deeper. What I would sit and tell you is put on your life preserver. Put on your life preserver. Because see, one thing about a life preserver, you can drift, you can drift, you can drift, and keep on moving. You may run into some shocks. You may run into some big waves. But the fact of it is you are equipped. You are equipped for those waves. You are equipped to be bounced around, to be tossed around, to go whatever, go through whatever you need to go through to make it to where you have made a conscious decision that this is where you want to be. You no longer want to be sitting in the same situation. You no longer want to stay in a poverty state of mind. Not especially when God, listen, God closed the economy down. Man didn't close it. God closed the economy down. God is in control whether people want to believe it or not. God is in control. This is his universe. This is his land. This is everything about it is about him. Maybe you don't know why. I can't sit here and tell you why God did this, because my thoughts is not his thoughts. I'll never be able to sit and tell you, but I can tell you this. When he did certain things, when this COVID-19 came into place, whereas it may have been a disaster, and God bless those that it was a disaster for, it was a come up for me. It was a come up for me in so many different ways, in so many different ways. New opportunities came in. Certain situations came in that gave me the ability to learn different things if this was to take place. Different situations came in. Time stopped to give some people a place, an opportunity to sit and go into different levels. When you look on the, when I look on Facebook or I go on the internet, you see nothing but so many job applications. People are asking people to come into the medical field. Come into the medical field so you can be a first responder. All type of different things took place where you can get degrees and get different things. But where are you at today? Where are you at? If you want to still stay at the same place, I'm telling you today, that's not where you need to be. What do you have to add to this, Minister Chiquita?
It's time, like the evangelist said, to step out on faith. God is waiting on you like a yesterday. On the Sunday service, God's waiting on you to step out on faith, for you to take your leap of faith, for you to make that jump, for you to make that step, to do those things that you've been wanting to do your whole life. Those passions, to kind of tap into those passions and different things, the things that you think that you weren't able to do, those things you are able to do. You have to put your mind forth. Give God, let it, put it in God's hand, but you have to put forth the work and put the action in for the manifestation to come into play. See, saints, we have to get into the action part of our faith. Is putting forth the effort into knowing and putting forth the effort and putting forth the footwork and the education and investment in your own life so you can get the things that God wants for you and that the things that God has for you. You have to put forth the work. You have to invest in yourself. You have to invest in your faith. And you communing with God and you getting the word, you coming to the line on every 7 a.m. in the morning, you getting up, walking out of your old ways, that's you walking out, you stepping out on faith. And that's the trueness of God. You getting up and doing the things of God that's in your life that you know that's for your better, the things that make you feel good. Sometimes that you're doing right now, you got to move it out of the way and let your faith take over. You got to step out on faith and get in the line, in alignment with God. God is all trueness. It's a peace and happiness of knowing that when you step out on faith, God has already done it. You just got to do the work. That's a sureness. That is security, knowing that all you got to do is the work. He already, the plan. You have to step out on faith, and now is the time, saints. Back to you, Evangelist.
Amen. many of us miss out on God's will in our life because we like to play at that safe thing. And I was one of those people. I always got to play it safe. But then I came to that, came to a decision like that where, you know how people sit and say, I was safe, but now I'm sorry. I decided to stop. I decided to stop saying that. In my new walk with Christ, I got to a point where I decided to start having that radical faith, have that faith where I trust in Him no matter what. If I'm in His will and I am to the point where I'm sowing obedience into my situation and expect, because I'm sowing seeds into obedience, I'm also understanding that that my harvest in that area, that I'm going to have a great production of harvest in that area. So I'm not in a place where I'm fearful of what God has me to do. Now, there are times that I sit and I ponder. There are times that I sit and I get caught up into, I haven't been lately, but had got caught up into situations or circumstances because I wasn't bold enough or courageous enough. I was a people's person to sit and say, I don't want to hear that. Positive vibes only. I don't want to deal with the negativity because I'm sowing into obedience. I'm sowing into faith. I'm sowing into trust because I'm looking for a big return harvest in those areas. So I know that I'm, because of my obedience, because of my trust, because of my faith, that I will have a fulfilled, my life can be fulfilled with peace. My life can be fulfilled with joy. My life can be fulfilled with the overflow. See, I'm looking for that exceedingly and abundantly. That's what I'm looking for. I'm not trying to remain into a place where I'm just getting over. I'm tired of the just getting over. I'm tired of looking when my paycheck deposit. I'm tired of having to tired of going to my bank account and looking and worrying if it's got my paycheck got deposited so I can pay the bills. I'm ready to live, or I made a conscious decision that I can live in a place where I don't have to keep checking my account day by day. Now, I understand what I'm saying. I'm not worried that the money is not going to be there. I'm not worried that my light bill is not going to be paid. I'm not worried. I'm able to move on wherever. I'm going to check it because, you know, we got hackers out here that's there. But at the end of the day, because of me sowing into obedience, because me sowing into my faith, not letting my faith, when certain situations come up that may have been bigger than me, that may have been greater than me, that I may have not been able to deal with, I don't have too much pride where I can't go and say, Father, this is way too big for me. I need some understanding. I need some help. Lead me and guide me to where I need to be, because I don't want to go back to the shallow part of the water. Where I want to go, I want to go further out. I want to see what's further out there. It may be a new opportunity out there for me. It may be something other. Something may be wider, may be bigger. It may be time for an expansion. Whatever it may be, we have to get into a place where we are believing and trusting. But when you are doing this, the most important part of it is remaining in the will of God. We cannot let that come out of our perspective. You have to stay in the will of God. That should be your center. That is your center point. When you're going too far over to the right or to the left, or you're going too far up north, or you're going too far down south, you need to open your eyes and tell God, listen, I'm veering out, I'm floating too far out, I didn't lost consciousness of where I'm at. It's about making conscious decisions and doing it without fear, doing it and knowing that Jesus is the answer. He is the key. The Holy Spirit is your lead. It is your guide. And that you are trusting. You are trusting that they will get you from point A to point B. You cannot sit and depend on your own carnal mind when you are going into something new. You have to trust in the Lord. Why do you think you see people, ADM, you see it all the time. I ain't got to call no names. Why do you see people, or I'm going to say the Spencers, where they in a place right now where they winning, you know, during a pandemic, where they winning, where things are still moving. Their businesses are still moving. Why? Because they're trusting. They invited Jesus into the boat. When Jesus gave the instructions to do this, to do that, to do it this way, to do it that way, they so eloquently accepted the instructions, and not did they just accept them, they applied the instructions. So when people sitting back and they wondering who, what, when, and how, you sitting and saying, well, how did they get this? And how? See, me, with my nosy self, when I see, I'm not looking, and I ain't putting nobody down. I'm not looking for a place where I used to be. I'm not trying to go back to the past because, see, the past was a temporary fix. I'm looking for futuristic things where that will be permanent, where I can build, where I can learn, where if an opportunity comes, there's an expansion in it. And I have to be surrounded. I have to trust God because I have to go to him and say, listen, I'm inviting you in. I'm here. This is what's going on, and I need you. I need you. We don't do that. We try to fix things on our own. We try to be in a place where we do everything with our natural mind. This is a time where you have to be led by discernment. You have to allow the Spirit, not your own carnal mind, I'm going to say that again, to take you to different levels, or people that don't know anything about what you're dealing with to give you advice. You need to seek godly advice. You need to seek godly wisdom and allow the people that know, that's able to put you in a place to help you get from one place to the other, and realize that in order for that faith to work, there must be obedience. God will put you under the leadership that will take you from one point to the next. First, you got to identify. You have to allow certain things to be moved out of your life. You have to sow into certain things. Obedience is one of my biggest things that I have to every day. I have to every day ask God, let me die to flesh so I can be obedient. Because it's so easy for you to go back into a normal situation or do things the way that you know that they can be done, an easier way or a way that, okay, well, if I could do it this way to get it done. No, you got to listen to the instructions. You have to follow the instructions. Because and this is the thing. When you know that you didn't follow the instructions, you sitting there and be like, oh, I know I didn't do this. This circumstance may take place. This is you. Why do that? Why not do whatever it is that God has called for you to do, whatever new opportunity that he's showing you, whatever transformation that he is trying to change you and to put you into a different place? Why not just do it willingly? Why not just do it knowing that God is not going to lead you down the wrong path? Why not just do it knowing that God wants you to live a life of fulfillment? He wants you to succeed in the things that you do. He does not want you to be out of his will. He wants you to remain in his will so you can get those things that he promised us. Why not just stand on the promises of the Lord and sometimes remind him or ask him, God, am I doing it correct? Is my right foot going the right way, or is my left one crooked? Am I coming out of your will? Am I going into a blind spot? Am I going? Act, talk, because God does not give us the spirit of fear. He tells us to be courageous in everything, to be confident, to be bold. He also tells us to stand firm in the faith, not to allow your faith to weaken. Even though situations, even though naysayers will sit and tell you, no, you shouldn't be doing this. No, it's not supposed to be done this way. Even though you might be around people that's been doing their job way longer than you. But I can sit and tell you, if you are in a place where you are ready to receive the instructions of the Lord, is receive the rod of correction, receive corrective criticism, whatever it may be, and not allow it to beat you down. You are moving into the deeper waters. You are not going to continue to stay at the beginning of where the beach line starts. You don't have to run every time you see a big wave coming. You sit, you stand there, and you anchor yourself and know that you are able to weather the storm, because you're not in that storm by yourself any longer. You are not, you are being obedient to whatever was told. What did God say to you? You are being obedient to what he said to you, not what man said to you. And you can be in a place where you're able to conquer that fear. And this morning the song came on, I plead the blood. Stop pleading the blood over your circumstances, over your situation. Ask God to take the scales off of your eyes. Get up off of whatever your circumstances, your situation. If you just sitting on your couch and gladly, I'm glad that at a certain time of the month you're receiving this, you're receiving. If you're in a place of disability, God bless you. You know, you may have already did your works. You've already, and now it's time for you to rest. God bless you. But if you're in a place that you can get up and do and change your situation so you can have a betterment, then you need to start. You don't need to get up and start crawling. Get up and run. Get up and run. Go to these doors. Knock on these doors. Get up. Make you a plan of action. This week I'm going to go to this place, this place. If they say no, they say no. But guess what? You tried. You tried to make a difference. You are striving to make a difference in your life. I pray on today that this word touched somebody and that you realize that faith without work is what? It's dead. You have to get up, activate your faith, stop living in a place of fear, stop living in a place where you are afraid to go out into that deepness and realize that Jesus is right there with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. But the most part of it is remain in the will of God. Don't let anybody or nothing take you out of it. Stay in the will of God so you can receive the blessings, the promises that he has already promised us. We sometimes may have to remind him, but you have to stay in alignment so you can receive and remove the spirit of fear. Remove that spirit. Bind that spirit of fear and replace, activate faith. Activate faith into your life. We love you, but God loves you best. We'll be back here tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. I pray that you and all of you, no matter where you're at in this world at this moment in time, know that we are all on one accord, and we need to collectively come together and get out of that fearfulness and activate the faith. Ask God to help you activate your faith, and know that every test you can overcome it. You is making it mind over matter thing. So we love you. May the peace of the Lord be with you on today, and expect something great to happen. It did not happen yesterday, but today is a new day. We say peace, we love you, and have a great Monday.